For the past couple of years, I've had the opportunity of accompanying one of my children on frequent visits to their ear doctor. We had always thought that our son simply wasn't listening to us when we were talking to him. He kept saying, "What'd you say? What'd you say?" But in the end, it turns out that I was really the one not listening properly, or else I would have noticed earlier that he needed tubes in his ears to help him hear better. My Oma also had trouble hearing. I remember one time, just a couple of years before she passed away, she went to her hearing doctor for a visit, and the doctor looked at her and said, in a very loud voice, "Mrs. Hertzfeld, can you hear me?" Without missing a beat, she said, "Doctor, if I could hear you, would I be here?" Probably one of the most frustrating things about modern technology is trying to use a cell phone. The call comes in, you get excited about talking with the person, but then invariably, we all spend the next few minutes of the call struggling to hear the other person. We're walking around saying, "Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?" That line, "Can you hear me now?" should be the motto of Rosh Hashanah. It should be placed on the front page of every siddur and on the entrance of every synagogue. On Rosh Hashanah, we are commanded to hear. Lishmoa kol shofar. To hear the sound of the shofar. The sound of the shofar is majestic and awe-inspiring. According to the Talmud in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Omer Aleph, it seems that the original custom might have been that every person in the synagogue would blow their shofar, their own shofar, on Rosh Hashanah. And says the Talmud, "Ki misayim shlicha d'tzibura tekiya b'yavne lo shama inish kol shofara mikol tekiya d'yichidai lo shama inish kol one mikol tekiya d'yichidai." When the leader finished his blasts in the city of Yavne, a person couldn't even hear the sounds of his own ears because of the noise from all the shofar blasts of all the private individuals. This means that everybody was blasting their own shofar. Eventually, however, for whatever reason, and we could only speculate as to why exactly this happened, but eventually the custom gave way to our current custom of having one person blow the shofar for everyone. Presumably, the custom was changed because when everyone blasted the shofar together, it might have sounded like the Jewish people were going out to fight a battle. In any event, it's certainly a very different mood today. Instead of everyone blowing the shofar together, we now have one person representing all of us in the middle of the room or the front of the room, front of the shul, or in the middle of the shul, blowing the shofar for everyone. And no matter what shul I've ever been in, it's always been the same. As the shofar blower stands up to blow, we lean forward. Everyone is tense and excited. But why the tension? Musically or mechanically, it's just a simple note which can easily be reproduced. But we recognize that when we sound the shofar, we're not just making music. We're bringing Hashem Yisparach's voice into the world. The shofar is the sound of Hashem calling us. The question to ponder on Rosh Hashanah thus becomes, if God is calling us with the sound of the shofar, what is Hashem Yisbarach asking us to do? What is He saying to us? To answer this question, let's turn to the Torah portion that we read on the morning of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Hashem remembers Sarah, Imenu, Sarah, our matriarch, in her old age and after many years of being barren, and gives her the blessing of a child. And Sarah is so happy and overflowing with joy that she exclaims, "Ko hashomea Yitzchak li." Whoever will hear will be happy for me. And this is the traditional way to read the verse. But if we open up our hearts, perhaps we can read it another way as well. The word Hashomea is spelled Hey Ha Shomea Shin Mem Ayin Hashomea. So it can also be vocalized not only as Hashomea, but if we take the letter Shin Mem Ayin, that spells Shema. And so it could also be vocalized as Hashema, the Shema. In other words, whoever hears, whoever heeds the words of the Shema, Ko Hashema, Yitzchak Li will be happy with me. Whoever hears and heeds the Shema will be happy with me. And in this case, the me is Sarah's way of saying that such a person will share the joy that I'm having and that I'm sharing in this world. The Shema is the clarion call to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Throughout the centuries, as Jews were being martyred, they shouted out the words of Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and declared their never-ending faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This verse is designated by the rabbis as a central part of our liturgy. And the rabbis selected, according to the Talmud of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, there are only 9 verses in the Torah, Nevi'im and Ketuvim, that talk about malchut as kingship in a positive way without fear of retribution. But we need 10 verses in the section of kingship. So what do? We end the section of malchios with the verse Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It is a central part of our Rosh Hashanah liturgy. During her barren years, Sarah Imeinu's faith might have been tested. And Sarah originally doubts God's plan. She laughs when she hears it. She says, I'm old and my husband is old. She thought she and her husband were too old to have children. She thought it would never happen. But now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is remembering her, Sarah declares, Kol HaShomea, whoever has faith, Yitzchak Li will be happy with me. Whoever has faith in Hashem will be happy. And God has not just remembered Sarah on Rosh Hashanah, but He's remembering all those who have faith in Him. And indeed, this is how Rashi explains that pasuk. Rashi says, everyone was happy for Sarah because on that day, not only were Sarah's prayers answered, but many others who were in distress were delivered on that day. Harbe akarot nifkidu ima. Many barren women were remembered with her. Harbe cholim nitrapubo. Many sick people were healed on that day. Harbe tfilot ne'enu. Many prayers were answered. And with this understanding, we now learn a deep message of the shofar. The blessing and that we say over the shofar is lishmoa, to hear the sound of the shofar. What are we hearing? My friends, we are hearing the commandment of the Shema, to have faith in Hashem. Every time we hear the shofar blast on Rosh Hashanah, we are reminding ourselves to follow the message of the Shema, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to believe in Hashem, b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, with all our heart and with all our soul. But how can we be commanded to have faith in Hashem? For many people, it seems so distant and so difficult. Some people, because I'm a rabbi, some people who I meet have a mistaken impression of me. Some people have said to me, you know, Shmuel, I admire you because faith comes so easy to you. Well, for me, it's difficult. That's what people say to me. They say, faith comes so easy for you. And some people assume that because I'm a rabbi, it's easy for me to have faith in God. Or they say, I became a rabbi because my faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so strong. And then say, but Shmuel, but for me, it's so difficult to have faith in God. What should I do? I want to clarify this point with a story about myself. When I was in my last year of Yeshiva College, a bunch of my fellow students had gathered for a meeting with a person who I consider to be one of the great rabbis of our generation, Rabbi Shlomo Riskin. And all of us in that room were seriously thinking of becoming rabbis. And Rabbi Riskin was going around the room and asking us why we were interested in the rabbinate. And friend after friend listed inspiring moments in their life that had turned them on to the rabbinate. And when it came time to be my turn, I was quaking with fear and I was so uncertain. How was I going to explain that my faith was not as rock solid as those of my friends around me? I said to Rabbi Riskin, I'm interested in pursuing the rabbinate. Not because I'm interested in becoming a congregational rabbi, but because I am struggling with my faith. Because I'm struggling, I want to learn even more about my faith. And so I plan on studying Torah day and night in a rigorous curriculum. Rabbi Riskin said to me, becoming a rabbi is a great way to overcome struggles with your faith. The more you study and you teach, the more you give over, the stronger your faith will become. Looking back now, nearly 15 years later, I realize how true his words were. I feel that today I am so much stronger in my faith in Hashem. I attribute my increased strength in my faith in Hashem to my life as a rabbi. The more I teach Torah, the more I teach Torah, the more I feel connected to Hashem, the stronger my faith becomes. The more I teach, the stronger my faith, and the more I teach, the more connected I feel to Hashem and to His protection. Now, Ben Franklin once said, if you want someone to like you, don't do a favor for them, but ask them to do a favor for you. The more we give, the more we love the ones we give to. And the same is true about acquiring more faith in Hashem. The more we teach Torah, the more faith we acquire, and the closer we become to Hashem. We've spoken about one meaning of shofar, the call from Hashem to have greater faith in Hashem and to believe in His ways. But the Torah in Parshas Barosra tells us another idea. V'chitavo milchama ba'artzechem, when a war will come upon you. V'ha're'otem b'chatzotzrot, at that time when a battle comes into your midst, that's when you should blast the shofar. In this understanding, the shofar is a call to battle, a call to arms. And I think we should adopt that meaning as well. Not as a physical battle, but as a spiritual battle. The sound of the shofar should inspire us to enroll in the army of God as His servants, to serve Hashem by being His teachers and His emissaries. Looking back on the ancient custom of having everyone in the congregation blast the shofar now makes much more sense to me. The more we each blast our shofar, our own shofar, we blast the shofar personally. We each come close to God. But we don't have to physically blast an actual shofar. We can do so in a metaphorical manner as well. Today the custom is for one person to blast the shofar, but metaphorically we can each, on our own, take upon ourselves the idea of blasting a metaphorical shofar. Whether to our children, our relatives, our friends, our coworkers, we all have opportunities to enroll in this army of Hashem and spread the message of Hashem Yisparach. And if we do so, I guarantee you that our faith will grow infinitely stronger. The blast of the shofar asks us to hear Hashem and to hear His call, to have faith in His promises. It also asks us to blast our own shofar right back at Hashem, towards Hashem. Only by blasting our own shofar can we really, truly hear Hashem's call.